Okay, guys, so the first couple minutes of the flight, I'm going to be talking to the control tower. It's going to be a little quiet for me until we get out over the ocean just a couple miles. So
okay.
You guys can talk to each other. Sound good?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, guys, here we go.
It's like we're a drone.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
These must be all the little inter-island flights down here,
yeah.
The puddle jumpers.
Or private jets.
Oh, or private, oh yeah, that's where we have ours parked.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing after the takeoff?
Oh my gosh.
It's good? What do you think of that view?
It's good. Wow.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, it is. Wow. And we're just getting started.
Yeah, but off to the left here, this is the town of Kahului. This is the largest town on Maui. So there's about 150,000 people that live here. About 20,000 right there in Kahului.
So, is that Haleakala that way, or
this is Mauna Kea Halawai, which is the smaller volcano. Haleakala is back behind
us. Okay.
The two volcanoes erupted. They connected in the middle to form the big valley where we took off today.
Okay. We did the sunrise at Haleakala the other day.
Was it clear?
We had a beautiful, morning. Yeah. It clouded up as the sun rose, but it was clear. We got out there at about 3:30 a.m. and sat under the stars. Kind of froze our butts off. It was cold, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, during the day, it's 20 to 30 degrees cooler up at the top. So when the sun's not up, it's even colder than that.
Yeah. Doesn't it look different from up here? When you look back at the island, when you're driving on the roads, you don't realize.
Yeah.
Skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the I like the dark and...
All right, guys, the tower just passed us off. I'm with you. Everybody doing good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah? Yep. Catherine doing good over there?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. Everyone, again, this is the smaller volcano off to the left, Mauna Kea Halawai, or the West Maui Mountains.
But you never see these cliffs from anywhere because there's no road that shows that.
Yeah, Highway 340 is up a little bit. We'll bring you around the north side of the volcano,
back
to the resorts on the west side. But yeah, you don't get a good view of these cliffs.
Not at all.
I love you. I hear
But when the volcano to our left, the highest point is up at 6,000 feet. It's pretty normal every day to be covered in clouds. The highest point's called Pu'ukukui Summit. It's one of the wettest places in the world, and it'll average up to 400 inches of rain per year.
Wow. I can't even believe that. Wake up where the
clouds are far behind. So Susan, where are you guys staying?
It's amazing. We're at the Hanuakai, which is
Hanuakai, Ka'anapali?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Look at those coves down there. Wow.
Catherine, Dennis, how about you guys? Where are you staying?
The Ka'anapali Ali'i.
The Ka'anapali Ali'i?
Yeah.
Or, yeah?
Ali, whatever.
You guys are over here on the west side, too.
Yeah. Is this your first time here, or did you come for your honeymoon?
Yeah, I've been here about 15 years ago.
Okay.
But it's Katie's first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your first time?
Yeah.
Well, we came for our honeymoon 35 years ago and hadn't been back, so a lot has changed.
Changed a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful from up here, though. Can you believe it? I don't know how anybody could come to this island and not do a helicopter tour.
At the road we were on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, guys, since you're all staying over here on the west side, this is 340. Takes you from the airport back to the resorts. And it may be one of the roads that the rental car companies told you they don't want you to go on, but it's actually a really pretty drive.
Well, we don't have a Jeep. Do you have a Jeep?
It's all dirt in it.
No, it's all paved.
All paved,
so you don't need a Jeep. You can do it in your car. It just gets tight in a couple areas where you can only fit one car.
The other day.
Oh.
Did you guys drive the whole thing?
Is there another part of the road to Hana that's still dirt?
Yeah, there's about 5 miles of it that's still dirt. Yeah.
We weren't on this one, Eric? No, we went around Haleakala. Right. Sense of freedom over the sea. But I watch my home get further from me.
Sometimes I reach to meet the clouds. Has anyone heard of the Nakalele blowhole?
Nope.
No, straight ahead here.
Oh, right there.
See the water
spray.
There it goes a little bit. Yeah, so if you're on Highway 340, you can park here, hike down to this blowhole. There it goes. See you guys down there?
Yeah.
Spraying
yeah.
up?
Wow. Yeah.
Looks like there's some hikers.
There are the people.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Sometimes they long for familiarity and away on distant lands.
Always keep one foot on sand. Until you get up here, you don't realize what a big island. It's not that big, but there's so much undeveloped. It's nice because if you guys go over to Oahu, there's over 1 million people that live on that island. It's smaller than Maui.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's not counting the 7 to 8 million people that visit it throughout the year. So.
Oh my gosh.
If you guys haven't been there to Oahu, just imagine New York City, Los Angeles. That's what it looks like.
Get the blowhole. There you go. I'm going to let you be the photographer.
It should go off again here as this wave comes in.
It is such an amazing color from up here, too.
And did you guys know that the Hawaiian Islands are the most isolated landmass in the world?
No.
Meaning that it's out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, further away from any other chain of islands or continent than anywhere else.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's no pollution out here.
Tahiti and Fiji and all those other places?
Well, they all have islands around them.
Okay.
Different islands, so Maui's out here in the middle of the ocean by itself.
And is that?
That's Molokai. That's where we're headed.
Okay.
Off to the left is where we drove to last night.
Okay. Oh, Kapalua? No, that's not, is it? What is immediately that way?
That's Kapalua?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Do you guys like to golf at all?
Well,
yeah, a little bit. I was golfing last time I was here.
Yeah, the plantation course is right there in Kapalua, the PGA. That's where they kick off their season every year.
I feel like it should have been farther away, but I can see the trees.
Everyone notice these dark blue patches out here in the ocean?
Yes.
A lot of people ask what these are. Do you guys have any guess?
Different depth.
Those are both really good guesses, and a lot of times that is right. But out here where the ocean is all really deep, there's no coral out here, and it's just the clouds blocking the sunlight. Areas of shade.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so those dark blue patches will move across the ocean throughout the day.
Okay.
Now, has anybody spotted any humpback whales yet?
No.
Have they been here?
Oh, just far out. We've seen some spouting, but we haven't actually seen any breaching or anything like that.
Okay.
No, but we're on whale patrol right now.
Yeah, most of them are hanging out over in Lahaina. We'll be over there a little bit later, so we'll definitely keep an eye out. But you never know when one is going to jump right out here in front of us.
Wouldn't we see them down under this water because the water's pretty clear?
Yeah, if they're near the surface, you bet. Yeah, they stand out like a sore thumb. But everyone, these humpbacks, they swim all the way from Alaska each year to mate and give birth. There's no food here for them, so eventually they do get hungry enough to go back up to Alaska.
Really?
But they're here in the winter months, November through April. You guys are at the best time to see them. The peak season every year is January through March, so you're right. You're here right now when all of them are arriving. But have you heard a number as to how many the biologists estimate to be here?
No.
Yeah.
No? In the peak season, roughly 10,000 humpback whales are here surrounding the Hawaiian Islands.
Oh.
So we think it's a big deal to see them, but there's actually, this is their winter home. So.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Were they a whale that was almost extinct?
Yeah, that's right. In the 1800s, they were heavily hunted. Anyone think this rock over here looks like a sea turtle on top of the water?
Yes, it does. Is that what it's called?
Oh, we call it Elephant Rock, and you guys will see why here in just a second.
Okay.
Katie, you see that over there?
Yeah.
It does. It looks like his head is up out of the water and his back and his... Yeah.
So this is a good spot for hammerhead sharks, and the boats bring scuba divers over from Maui a couple times each week, and they let you jump in the water without a cage and go scuba diving with sometimes hundreds of hammerhead sharks.
Oh.
And I know that sounds scary, but these hammerheads, they've never hurt anybody. They're harmless. They're really friendly.
I think that they don't eat people.
They don't. Yeah. No, I've been in the water with the big great white sharks in Mexico without a cage for 5 days. And if you were outside of the cage, they didn't want to come anywhere near you. They're so scared of you.
Really?
So they're nothing like you think they are. So I feel so bad for them. They got such a bad reputation. But it's hard to get sharks, especially the big ones, to come in and interact with you. So we call it Elephant Rock. So if you guys look out there, does that look like an elephant laying on his belly facing away from us with his big, long trunk going to the left?
Yeah, I could see that now. Yeah. I like the turtle.
Turtle better?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Now you see the shadows.
Yeah. Now I see it better.
Yeah, the elephant?
Yeah. It's so surprisingly smooth up here.
You got a good pilot with you today.
Oh,
that's why. You know, helicopter does awesome, a lot better than airplanes and turbulence, surprisingly. And everyone, this is the island of Molokai. There are only about 7,000 people that live here. It's very quiet. There's no commercialization on this island.
How do people get food?
There's a couple supermarkets, a gas station, hardware store. That's about it.
Okay.
So how do they make their living?
A lot of ranching and farming.
Okay.
So this is Murphy's Ranch to the right. Might see some cows out here grazing.
Do any of them work in Maui? Is there a ferry or anything?
There used to be a passenger ferry. Up until a couple months ago, it was operational, and they put a stop to it. Just because it's actually cheaper and a lot faster just to take the small commuter airlines over here and land at the airport.
Really?
Hello. But everyone, this is the east side of Molokai, and it gets all the rain along with the North Shore.
Very green.
Yep, over half of Molokai is completely dry, just like a desert.
And is Molokai the place that used to be the leper colony?
Yeah, and we'll get to see that coming up.
Okay.
Got some cows down there along the road. What's that, guys?
Resorts on the...
There's one hotel. It's called Hotel Molokai. And that's it.
That's it?
Everyone ready to see some waterfalls?
Yep.
Yes.
So this is Halaba Bay to the right. And then over to the left. We got a beautiful set of waterfalls. This is Halaba Falls.
And where is that water coming from?
It's all rain.
Up above.
It's all rain.
Yep.
Okay.
As fast as the rain hits the island, it makes its way right back to the ocean.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Oh, my. Oh, they just keep, there's more and more. Oh my God.
Katie and Dennis, what do you guys think?
Wow.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
That's so pretty. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Jeff, how you doing?
Great.
Oh, well, they're everywhere. Oh, beautiful.
Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Guys, coming up is going to be my favorite part of any flight that we do in Hawaii out of all the islands. And that's crossing over top of the tallest sea cliffs in the world on Molokai's North Shore. But these cliffs do come straight out of the ocean up to almost 4,000 feet. So if you guys see this ledge ahead of us, it's going to drop straight off into the ocean. And we'll get a beautiful view of North Shore Molokai.
Looks like this is the only way to see it. Except by boat. My goodness. Oh, that is so dramatic. Look at that waterfall coming down the side, too.
So guys, I've been to all the Hawaiian islands. This is my favorite place in Hawaii right here.
Oh,
I see it every day. It never gets old.
Oh, my gosh. And there's no way to get down here.
No,
right?
The only way to see any of this is by aircraft or boat. There's no roads, no cars. So this is my favorite waterfall in Molokai. This is Papalaua, 1,900 feet tall.
Does it ever dry up? Is there a dry season where it ever does?
Nope, this one's going like this all year long.
All year long.
Even when a lot of the waterfalls are dry on Maui, the last two sets of waterfalls that you guys have seen, they always look like this.
So you would think that they would have eroded like pretty deep in, oh my God. Gosh, that's so amazing. Oh.
queda, queda.
Are you getting pictures with your phone, Jeff?
No,
yours
Katie's
is better
getting
than mine. Okay. Oh my gosh, look at that! Oh, Eric, wait till you see what's coming up on your left.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Eric, what do you think of that view?
Holy crap, that is so cool!
Oh no! Oh my word! Oh my word!
Wow.
Oh, this is the only way to do this.
I agree.
You agree?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff, because my phone is so bad. I'm glad I just switched to yours.
Between Eric and JD, we'll have plenty.
Yeah.
And when the geologists believe about 1.5 million years ago, there was a large earthquake right here that split the North Shore. They say the island cracked and slid off into the water, creating the sea cliffs that you see today.
Oh. Look at that waterfall. It's going right back down
yeah.
the ocean. And it doesn't look like a wall out of water, but I'll bet it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Salt water?
Oh, the waterfalls are everywhere up here.
So has everyone heard of that leprosy colony that was here on Molokai at one point?
Yes.
So between 1866 and 1969, 100 years, there were thousands of men, women, and children in Hawaii who contracted leprosy. And they were all forced to move from Molokai to the Kalaupapa Peninsula, which is straight ahead up there. And that's where they were forced to live the rest of their lives.
Wow.
So, and when they dropped them off, they didn't even bring them to shore. They made them jump in the water and swim to shore.
Really?
Yep. So it was closed in 1969, but people wanted to stay. It had become their home. So even today, there's still 16 people over here living with leprosy.
Is that rain?
It is.
Falling?
Yeah. See a little bit of rainbow straight ahead in the rain?
Oh, I don't see it. Oh, yeah. You have to take off your polarized glasses sometimes to see the rainbows.
Has anyone seen Jurassic Park 3?
Oh.
The third Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Yeah. If you guys have seen it, you remember the opening scene of the movie is a boat pulling a parasailer?
Yes.
It's all filmed right here to the left where these three rocks come out of the water. And so that middle rock, the tallest one, that little opening is where the boat drives in between, goes into some fog, I think a pterodactyl or something gets them on the boat.
Wow.
And then later, the search and rescue plane comes from the ocean, flies just on the other side of those rocks, and goes into the big valley. So, next time you guys watch it, or if you haven't seen it, when you do watch it, you'll recognize this, and you can say, hey, we were there.
We were there.
But most of the filming for the Jurassic Parks is done over on Kauai. They do come to the other islands to get specific shots that they want.
So now we're glad we're not in the convertible helicopter.
Anyone see this house down here? There's a grassy area along the cliffs at 1 to 2 o'clock down here.
Yeah.
And there's the house built there. So when you're watching Jurassic Park 3, that parasailer, look way off in the distance, you can see that house. So that's how you'll know that right here is the spot. Only way to get there is by helicopter, or sometimes we do see a sailboat parked offshore and they swim to shore.
A cave under there.
And they climb up those cliffs?
Yeah, I think there's a trail that goes up through the cliffs, but yeah, no roads going to that one.
Is that occupied?
You know what, to my knowledge, it was a man who raised his family there. They've since passed away, and it belongs to somebody in his family now, but we very rarely ever see anybody down there.
So they must operate with a generator, not electricity
true,
there.
Yeah. Everyone might get just a couple bumps here as we cross this beach.
Okay.
Anyone know how the Hawaiian islands were created, according to the geologists?
By volcanoes.
That's right, yeah.
Moving.
Underwater volcanoes that, broke the surface, continued to get bigger. Maui was 2 volcanoes, Molokai was 3. And right now, if you can use your imagination, we're inside of the largest volcano on Molokai. This is the crater. And the ridge that you see all around us here, this is the top of the volcano wall.
There's still waterfalls all over down below.
There's a pretty one straight ahead that isn't normally there.
So green.
Catherine, Dennis, do you guys have any kids?
No.
No? Just the two of you out here?
Yep.
And how many years are we celebrating?
I think it's year 6.
6 years?
Right.
Awesome, all right.
Yes.
Congratulations.
He had to check with her.
Yeah.
has it really been 6?
As well, it's because we've been together for 13 years.
Oh, okay. Everyone, this is the second half of the crater here ahead of us.
Wow. Everywhere.
So a lot happens with winds because of these valleys and everything, and so you really have to know where you are. You've done this a few times, huh?
Oh, quite a few. I know I look young, Susan, but yeah.
You do.
The only ones that ever ask how old I am or how long have I been doing this is the mothers with their kids.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, no one ever asks except for them. So the good news is the government doesn't give you a $3 million helicopter with 7 people's lives unless you know what you're doing. So.
Oh, and that's what you were doing in the Navy.
Well, I did a lot of skydiving out of helicopters. I didn't fly
them.
So I got out in 2009 to start flying them. But I flew for Maverick at the Grand Canyon. They asked me to move out here 2 years ago to start up their operation in Hawaii. So somebody had to take one for the team and move out to Hawaii.
Nice of you.
Yeah.
Do you have family here now then?
My 2 boys, Siberian Huskies, are here.
Oh.
So, just the 3 of us for now.
Okay. You have Siberian Huskies in Maui?
I rescued one of them from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And the other one from Atlanta, Georgia. Both places hotter than Maui.
Yeah, okay.
There's a couple bumps here.
Eric, you love Siberian Huskies. You always did.
Yeah.
And JD, you love any dog rescued, right?
Yeah.
Oh my, look at that.
But I live up on the volcano. It gets cold at night. I shiver every night when I'm up there.
Oh, that's why you have 2 dogs.
They love it up there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, everyone, what we're looking at here, this is the largest coral reef in the United States.
Right here?
It goes all the way across Molokai's south shore. It's 38 miles long.
It is beautiful. Look what it does to the color of the water. Well, it's not the coral that changes it. It's the depth of the water.
The depth, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Eric, if you look off to the left, everyone, if you look along the beaches here, these dark black rock walls that come away from the beaches.
Yep.
So these are what's left of the ancient Hawaiian fish ponds. So the ancient Hawaiians, they built these out of lava rock. Depending on the tide of the ocean, the fish could get in, but then they couldn't get out. And then they would catch the fish. So they're big fish traps. So 58 at one time, most of them have sunk under the water from erosion. So you'll see a lot of them that are actually underneath the surface.
Sleeping, I guess it got fed up with not being fake.
Do they take a lot of diving and snorkeling trips
no,
over
there's,
here?
Yeah,
no?
There's no commercialization here, so we never, ever see any boats on this reef. This is all pretty much untouched coral.
Really?
Yeah, only 7,000 people live on the island, which is not a lot.
It's such a beautiful reef. I can't believe somebody didn't figure out a way to ruin it.
Yeah, yeah.
To find it too, because this place is overgrown. Home is wherever we are, if there's love here too.
It's pretty rainbow off to the right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, seriously.
My house is a trail that won't end. We've been walking so far. It grew back in, and now there's no trail at all.
It's a double rainbow. Oh my gosh.
Susan, you're zoomed in on that too, so if you want to zoom out and get a little bit more of the, there you go.
Oh my, it's so vibrant.
Wow. Has anyone been that close to a rainbow before?
Never. No. And I've never seen something so vibrant, ever.
So it's a complete circle rainbow that goes underneath us.
Oh, you guys, are you getting that? Here. See if you can get it too. Oh, that's amazing. That's the most dramatic rainbow I've ever seen in my life.
You guys like how I timed that perfectly?
Oh, thank you.
But if you notice, most of Molokai completely dry like a desert off to the left.
Yeah.
Hardly gets any rain over there. That's where most people live.
Oh, that is so spectacular. Did you see that?
Yeah. Tremendous.
That was amazing.
Try to find it too, cause this place is overgrown, it's a waxing moon.
Do you see a rainbow every day?
I'm sorry?
Do you see a rainbow every day?
No, it's only when there's rain and sunshine do we see the rainbow. So there are lots and lots of days throughout the year where we don't see any rainbows at all.
If there's love here too.
And that's because there's no rain, no sunshine, right?
Yeah, so you only get the rainbows when they rain. It's just the light reflecting off the water in the air. You guys want to go find some humpback whales?
Yes.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Oh, that's a helicopter down there.
Yeah, that's Eddie down there.
Oh, no.
There's us, Eddie, and two blue Hawaiians just right here. There's another one off in the distance. So there's about eight helicopters.
The color of this reef is amazing.
Beautiful.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, my word. Yeah. Oh, it just keeps getting prettier.
So, do you guys see where the coral reef just gets a little bit deeper?
Yes.
About 20 feet or so, kind of right underneath where we are right here. A little bit later in the season, humpback whale season, the mothers bring their new babies over here after they give birth, and they rest for several days on the surface of the water. So just imagine looking underneath us here on top of the reef and seeing a 60-foot humpback whale with her new baby right next to her.
Resort.
That's actually condos.
Oh.
Yep, condo complex there.
So what's the gestation period for a humpback whale? You know?
As far as...
How long are they pregnant? I mean, like,
they're
swimming...
Yeah, they're mating and giving birth here. So after they're done doing the business, they go back home up to Alaska. And then next year they come back and they
and
have
they
their
give
baby.
Birth
so
here. Okay.
Yeah, kind of like us, about a year.
Okay.
But the females, they only... they only get pregnant every 2 to 3 years. It's not every year.
Okay.
Said there's no food here for them?
There's no food. They eat krill, which is a really small cold water fish. And so the whole time they're here, they're just living off their blubber and the baby's off the mom's milk.
You know, they could go that long without eating.
And you know, they're not here for the entire, you know, 6 months. They're coming and going the whole time.
Coral Airbnb.
Yeah.
Stay for a month.
It's a heck of a diet. It's a way to get rid of that baby weight.
Yeah.
Not here for a month and don't eat, Sue. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's that's what I need to do.
My Thai diet.
All right, Susan, since you're my co-pilot today, I'm going to show you how to fly this thing, all right?
Okay.
And then, Dennis, you can watch too, but everyone, if you see the rotor disc up top spinning,
yeah,
that's what's keeping us in the air today. It's just like a propeller on an airplane just turned on its side. That's spinning 400 times per minute. And so the cyclic in my right hand, like a big joystick, we move it in all different directions. All it's doing is tilting the rotor disc, and wherever the rotor goes, the helicopter follows. So if you look up at the very tip there, you see me moving the rotor up and down?
Right.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So if we want to turn to the right, I just gently pull the cyclic to the right. It's tilting the rotor disc, and the whole helicopter follows. And that's how helicopters can fly forwards, backwards, left or right. Over in my left hand is called the collective. That's how we go up or down. And then anything I do with my right or left hand, I'm always moving them, which means I'm always moving my feet, which control the tail rotor in the back.
Okay.
So if I move the tail rotor right now, it's kind of like a dog wagging his tail. You guys feel that?
Yeah.
So always using both hands, both feet, different directions, all at the same time. So Eric and JD, did you guys like video games growing up?
A little bit.
A little bit? I didn't really play them too much. But,
they did. They were
Dennis,
not video game players.
Yeah, I played
quite
a bit.
Yeah, you'd be a good helicopter pilot.
Uh-oh.
So I taught people how to fly for 2 years, and the ones that picked it up really fast were the ones that played video games all the time. I had some older students, you know, in the 40s and 50s, and it took them a lot longer, the hand-eye coordination. As you get older, it starts to get worse.
Well, then you might make a good surgeon, because now they're saying surgeons need that same thing for robotic surgery.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah. So in case the helicopter thing doesn't work out for you.
Well, I don't know if I could do just 4 years of medical school.
Yeah.
And then residency for a surgeon, I think, is like 6 to 8 years.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
A long time.
Up on the island of Lanai at our right window. That's known as the Pineapple Isle. So back in the 1920s, that was owned by James Dole, owner of the Dole Pineapple Company. So he created it into the largest pineapple plantation in the world. So no more pineapple over there today. It's too expensive to grow it in Hawaii. But there are 3,000 people that live on that island. And you may have heard in 2012, Larry Ellison, who's the owner of Oracle, computer software company. Anybody hear that he bought Lanai?
No.
We heard that
earlier
this week.
Yeah, so he owns 98% of that island. The state of Hawaii owns 2%.
And he paid, what was it, $200 or $300 million for it? Whatever
it
was a pretty good deal.
$350 million.
It's usually, it's speculated around $500. Dole merged with Castle and Cook and Murdoch, and then Larry Ellison bought it for Murdoch. And actually, 2 days ago, I just flew the old president of Castle & Cook, and he actually knew how much Larry Ellison paid for it. He said $400 million.
$400?
Okay.
Because there's Wikipedia sources that have different, or, you know, different sources on the internet.
Yeah.
We believe we saw his yacht parked outside the other night of the island with a party going on. It was a very large yacht. Yeah.
I think his helicopter was over here the other day. He's got a red, EC-135, which is like this helicopter, but it's got two engines.
Okay.
So, I think he might be over here right now. But,
Is that a whale off to the left on there, that, like, that little boat is, those little boats are following?
Yeah, so all the boats out here are whale-watching boats. So, what we can do is we can usually fly over to these boats, and we have pretty good luck at seeing them. But it looks like there's one right in the middle of these three boats. You see a little bit of white water? Right in the middle of these three boats. So what we'll do is we'll come up here, and we just got to keep the sun behind us so that we can look down and see them. Eric will probably show you first. But they love this channel. You notice the ocean gets really calm.
Yeah.
Protected from the wind. So a few bumps right here as we cross that wind line, and then it should be pretty smooth.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like there's one right in the middle of these boats.
Really? Okay, I'm going to have to get my eyes out.
Maybe two.
So you see,
two.
Yeah. Yeah, the
Yeah, I see one.
There he he's
side
coming up
side.
To breathe.
Two.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. So he should be breathing here any second. So these guys are up to 60 feet long.
There, he just blew his blowhole.
Oh, yep. He did. From up here, they don't look as big.
Oh, when they jump out of the water, they sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there could be one.
Katie, Jeff? Katie?
Yeah.
Hi.
Dennis and Susan, guys, over here. They're see them right in between the boats? There's two of them.
Yep.
You see that little bit of white water?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. They are not moving very fast
no,
either.
Just
they're just hanging.
Kind of laying right there.
They are.
Because they didn't eat breakfast.
Oh. Is that it? They are really just hanging there. I wonder how long they stay under before they come up to breathe.
They can hold their breath for up to 45 minutes.
Oh.
So, yeah, you never know when they're going to pop up.
Yeah. It's one of those things you have to just be really patient.
Yep.
So interesting, now you keep thinking you're seeing them in the water. And you might be.
Yeah, but this is the town of Lahaina, straight ahead of us. This.
Yeah, we're staying over there.
What's that?
We're staying over there.
Is that Kanapali?
Yeah, this is Kanapali, where you guys are all staying off to the left.
Gosh, Lahaina just looks like a little tiny town from here.
Yeah, this used to be the capital of Hawaii before Honolulu.
Oh, really?
In the 1800s, yeah. So if you notice up along the hillside, you can still see the outlines of all the crop fields up until the 1990s.
Oh, yeah.
That was sugarcane. And that tall white smokestack that you see in the middle of Lahaina, that used to be the sugar mill.
That just closed.
This one's been closed since the 1990s, but the one in the middle of Maui just closed last week.
Is there a particular time of day that the whales are active, like evening or morning?
It seems like, you know, in the peak season, which we're coming up on, we always see them. So.
Okay.
And like I said, next time you guys are in the water, if you stick your head underneath, you'll hear them talking.
That's crazy.
Your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down, so don't worry.
But everyone, just kind of keep your eyes out here. This is where all the humpbacks have been hanging out. So as they come up to breed, their blowhole sprays a bunch of water in the air. And when it's calm like this, you can see that for a couple miles.
That's not whales down there.
Yeah, that's where the Atlantis sub goes underneath the water. And that's where that shipwreck is where I was diving. And all the humpback whales were around me. Guys, we got some humpbacks over here just to the right of this boat.
Okay, cool.
We'll take a look.
Oh, there I see them spouting right there.
Yep.
Oh,
looks
yeah.
Like maybe two of them.
Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
I see one at least right there. Wow. Hope somebody just got that.
Driving down.
That one right off to the left.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, once you guys know what to look for, you can spot them pretty easy.
Yeah, I saw where it spotted right there.
And there might be some up here where these three boats are hanging out. But if you've ever been on Netflix.
Right there too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're like everywhere once you start to see them. Right down there.
You guys have seen like Blue Planet or Planet Earth,
uh-huh.
Any of the ocean documentaries. Usually they have humpback whale footage. It's all filmed right here underneath us off the coast of Ola Wallu, which is over here to the left.
Oh my gosh. So
did
that one is right down there.
Yep.
Yep.
Just goes to show you that right here underneath us, probably other than Alaska, this is the best place in the world to see them.
There's two right there.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I see them right there. Wow, this is a great way to see them.
Yeah.
You could drive around on a boat all day and maybe see a couple. Up here, it's like looking in a koi pond almost.
Yeah, another one, guys, just came
yeah.
out right here.
Oh my gosh, they're everywhere.
Another one off a little bit further there to the left.
Can you believe this? Yeah, they're right over there. I see the water is white. They're kind of near the surface over by those boats.
Yeah.
Like quite a few of them over here.
Quite a few of them, yeah. There they are. Is that maybe three?
Looks like three.
So it sounds like a baby's right here, guys. Next to, right down here.
Right here?
It should be, looks
oh,
like
you guys,
four
somebody
of them.
Getting that picture.
Four of them.
Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, my word. Oh, are you getting that?
Anybody see the baby?
Yeah, tiny.
Oh, that's such a great sighting right there.
Everyone, so far this season, this has been the most humpback whales I've seen in one flight. So
we got rainbows and whales.
Yeah.
This is awesome. But you say that on every flight, right?
Everybody feeling good?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
So, can everyone see that island out there at about 3 o'clock?
Yep.
This is one of the few days out of the year where it's getting a little bit of rain. That's the island of Kaho'olawe. And most people have never heard of that island before, even though you see it's right next to Maui. Even when you look on a map, it's right there. And it's heavily restricted, which is why most people have never heard of that island. It was used by the military during World War II as a bombing island for target practice. So some of those bombs that were dropped are still over there today. So not the safest place to go. And then if you look halfway between Kaho'olawe and Maui, you see that little island in the sunshine out there?
Yep.
That's Molokini. Anybody been out there before?
No.
Molokini is a cinder cone, a miniature volcano that erupted there. It's collapsed in on itself. And that's the most popular place for boats to take people scuba diving and snorkeling.
Worth the trip?
Oh, you bet. I've been all over the world with the Navy. That's my favorite place in the world to go scuba diving. I've had humpback whales come swimming right by me so close to where I could almost reach out and touch them. Dolphins, gray reef sharks, manta rays, barracuda. And sometimes whale sharks will go over there and surprise people. So you never know what you're going to see over there. The water visibility is between 100 and 200 feet every day. So the most crystal clear blue water you can imagine.
Well, that's on our itinerary for tomorrow, so that's why I was asking.
Oh, good, yeah. Yeah, so if you're snorkeling, just crystal clear water and lots of fish, but if you're scuba diving, if you come back and you want to scuba dive, it's really safe and easy. That's where you see all the big stuff.
Feeling full of distortion. Heaven was a place still in space, not in motion, but soon. I got you. I got everything. I've got you. I don't need nothing more than you. I got everything.
Beautiful.
We went walking.
Everyone straight ahead of us. That's Haleakala. That's the big volcano that created most of Maui. 10,023 feet is the highest point. And you guys have been up there a couple mornings ago?
Yep.
Yep.
Katie and Dennis, have you been up there yet?
No.
No? So if you have time to drive up there, it's only 45 minutes to an hour from the airport. So figure maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours from your hotel to get up there. And I could recommend three things to people when they're here. Helicopter tour, driving to the top of Haleakala, and driving the Hana Highway, if only a small portion of it.
Check.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good job, guys. If you sound like you hit them all.
Credit.
Much alone.
So is that the road Oprah wants to buy? Oh, other side.
Over there, yeah.
If you see, it's hard to see it from here, but Oprah Winfrey has a road that goes from PA all the way up.
Yeah, when tomorrow's too much, I'll carry it all I can.
Try you guys into my headset here for just a second.
Attention all aircraft, my information, Lima Current, wind 0401, tree gust 24, altimeter tree 008, runways 2 and 5, new Emirates update tree, Emirates tank update tree, both valid. Maverick 61, radar contact, 8.5 miles south Kauffman Airport, main east runway 2 final, landing of head on rest, cautionary turbulence, be following a blue helicopter, 11 o'clock, 2 miles, 800.
East of 2, and we got blue in sight, we'll follow them for the hat, Maverick 61.
Okay, this is what my headset sounds like for the whole flight today as I'm giving you guys a tour, so. If you guys ever ask a question and I don't answer you, it just means I didn't hear you, so. But here we got a beautiful view of the valley today. Haleakala to the right, Mauna Kea Halawai to the left. The two volcanoes erupted. They connected in the middle to form the valley where all the sugar cane is growing. Has anyone heard of CNH Sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, it stands for California Hawaiian Sugar Company. Data, did you know that?
I did not know that.
No. So all the sugar cane, it's been here since the mid-1800s. It gets grown for CNH, and they ship it all the way to California. So sugar cane has always been Maui's largest export. But this is the very last year. Susan, I think you heard that maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Pu'unene Sugar Mill, which I'll point out, and the Pu'unene Sugar Mill has been the last remaining sugar mill in Hawaii. It closed last week. There's no more sugar cane. It's just gotten to be too expensive to grow it in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and ship it. So it's sad to see it go. 600 people lost their jobs at the mill last week.
Wow.
The only good news is all this land is privately owned. It's still going to stay green. We're just not sure what's going to be grown here next time you guys come back. But at least you guys know it won't be a bunch of houses and buildings.
Right.
Like Oahu.
Must be pretty good farmland.
It is very rich in minerals. A lot of iron in the soil, which gives it that orange color.
And didn't they burn the sugar cane all the time, so it really adds a lot to the soil again?
Yep. Yeah, they did burn it.
But we heard that was just to get the pests out, because the rats or mice and everything like that were in there, and they would always get in the like the threshing machines, the harvesting machines.
Oh, really?
So they would burn the sugarcane fields to flush out the pests before they harvested. That's what we heard. Some tour guide could have been making that up. I don't
know. Wow. I haven't heard that. That makes sense. But to my knowledge, it was to get rid of a lot of the stock.
Okay.
And leaves before they cut it down and take it to the mill. But what he said, that makes sense, too. It might be several reasons why they burn it.
Yep. It's kind of crazy because you think it would caramelize the sugar.
You think it would?
Yeah.
All right, but that's the Pu'unene sugar mill to the left. That's
okay.
Been there since the 1800s. Closed last week.
So those people, I mean, 600 jobs lost on an island of this size is pretty significant.
It is.
Yeah.
But they've been laying off in stages, so it's not like all of them lost it last week. But still kind of sad.
And what we heard at the upshot, maybe, of all of this is that a lot of this ground is going to be used for sustainable local farming so that Hawaii, this island, becomes more food independent because they will grow so much other stuff here that's just been sugarcane.
And we've heard that. We actually get 80% of our produce brought in from the mainland. It's just too expensive to grow it here.
Oh.
So hopefully it sounds like maybe some produce for the island will be grown here now. So it's not all bad that it's going. But everybody enjoy the flight today?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
So when you say it's too expensive to grow it here, I would think the growing climate here is amazing.
The climate is, but the operational cost of growing it, the labor cost of growing it here, it's hard to make the profit. People would rather spend less money and bring the food in than to pay more money and grow it here. Yeah. Okay, it's my pleasure today. Thank you so much for coming up and letting me show you Maui, Molokai. Saw some humpback whales. Some amazing waterfalls, tallest sea cliffs in the world.
That is pretty cool. We saw it all.
You did. Beautiful flight.
Yeah. But
guys, I'll talk to you again in just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Mahalo. Thank you. Everyone, welcome back.
Yay. We made it.